Think of that.
And no such thing as a German embassy.
Oh, and anyway, she went back to this place and she just stayed there until he came.
And he thought to go there too.
Uh-huh. Oh, he's a wonderful person. And you know, anyway, when they came to Oklahoma, they rented a little house that my sister had on the back of her lots when she lived in Tulsa. And my family were we like things like that. I mean, she was just such a novelty to us that we enjoyed her thoroughly. And Mama just ate her up because she was homesick for her mother, you know, and her family. She was just homesick for her family. And
like Christmas and school.
Yeah. But Helga had come over here and she didn't have any idea if ever she'd get to see her folks anymore or maybe what had even happened to them or anything, you know. And Mama's family, of course, was all gone. And my sis owned this duplex. She and her husband lived in one side and Mama lived in the other side. Well, here these young people were right behind them. And while they lived in this little house, they had two little girls. Mama was just crazy about those kids, but you know, Helga just got so that she'd just go and visit with Mama, you know. And they just became wonderful friends. And Mama just loved her so anyway, and I know that it helped her because she was homesick, see, for her parents. But anyway, Helga went to see her parents while they were living in Tulsa. George got permission for her to go. But I don't know what happened. Something happened that she didn't get to go as far as she thought she would get to. And whether she got to see her mother that trip or not, I don't know. But this time when she went, she took her two little girls. And there was another little girl that lives out here in the Wild Horse District, and she rode with her to as far as Berlin. And she has relatives in Berlin, this other little girl has relatives in Berlin. So Helga and the girls, there was no other way for her to get across, she calls it across the wall, you know. And there was no other way for her to go but to go to Berlin. And every day she has to pass with her passport into Germany, West Germany. It's West Germany. The Iron Curtain is West Germany and East.
Yeah, from west to east.
From west to east. Well, anyway, that was the only way for her to cross. And but she has gotten to see her dad almost every day. But she wrote this letter when George came by the other day. Well, it's been about 3 weeks ago now. Why, she was unhappy because she hadn't been able to go to her home to stay, because that's what she wanted to do, was just to go there and stay and visit them, because her mother hadn't been very well. Well, she was still trying to get this. I don't know how she was working around it, but there was somebody there that she was trying to help her get permission to do this. And she told him that if she didn't get to go visit her mother and visit in their home, that it was costing her so much to stay in Berlin that she would have to cut her trip much shorter than she had planned. But she said the American people shouldn't be fussing about anything. She said that it's just terrible for us to feel like that we have anything less than most wonderful. Those people over there are, and I thought I could tell by her letter. He had to read me the letter because in part of it, see, she would